This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
One, two, three.
This is Roy Sludge and his band. They sound like they just flew in from Memphis. But this rockabilly trio is homegrown and Boston-based. Band leader Roy Sludge, whose real name is Alan Scheinfeld, lives in West Roxbury. Over the past 35 years, he's played with numerous bands around town, but Roy Sludge and his band now have a debut album of their own called Too Drunk to Truck. Here they are in our studio performing the title track.
Well, I drive all over this country, roaming from town to town. When day is done, I'm gonna have my fun. I'll pick them up and put them down. Well, I'll flirt with some old waitress, try to push my luck. But when push comes to shove, I'm too tired for love, cause I'm too drunk to truck. I gotta hit the road at 6 a.m., there's a pounding in my brain. I should've dropped my load 4 hours ago, way down in northern Maine. When I get there, I'll do it again, till I burned up my last buck. Well, I'll wind up in some cheap motel, too drunk to truck. That's right.
Nice job, gentlemen. Thank you so much. That's Roy Sludge and his band with the title track of their debut album, Too Drunk to Truck. They'll be opening up for Peter Wolf at the Somerville Theater this Thursday. And Roy Sludge, welcome to Radio Boston. Great to have you.
Oh, thanks for having me.
And I want to introduce the other two members here. Duke Levine on guitar. Duke, great to see you.
And you.
You are impressive as always. And Jim Haggerty on the upright bass. Good to have you.
Good to be here.
So, Roy, you were born in Milton, grew up in Cambridge. What did you listen to when you were a kid, and when did you start playing country and rockabilly?
I basically listened to whatever my brother shoved down my throat. Other kids were listening to the Archies and the Monkees and stuff like that. He was turning me on to Buzu Chavis and Professor Longhair and Buchanan and Goodman novelty records. He was heavy on the novelty stuff.
And in terms of influences from the world of country, who are they? I mean, who do you hear in your head when you're thinking about these songs?
Satan. No, I'd have to say Ernest Tubb is my biggest influence. Yeah.
You sound like there were a couple of us in the studio when you were doing the sound check, and we looked at each other and said, "Johnny Cash, is Johnny Cash in the house?"
Yeah, I get that a lot. But as you well know, he's dead.
Yeah, okay. And the name Roy Sludge, we mentioned Alan Scheinfeld became Roy Sludge. Why? When?
So me and some of my friends were sitting around the table, and we were the nucleus of about 100 bands in the early 80s. So we just come up with different band names off the top of our heads, a lot of which actually were used later. We invented the.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
That was you?
Yeah, and then later that band was formed. But I think it came loosely from a movie called Tender Mercies.
With Robert Duvall.
With Robert Duvall.
Beautiful
and
movie.
He played a country singer named Max Sledge, I believe. We just mutated that to Roy Sludge.
Now, you've had quite a history. You mentioned 100 or so bands. I was just doing some research and came up with some names. You've over the years, you've played with a number of groups, including Barry Whitfield and the Savages, an R&B group, right?
Yes.
And a group called the Country Bumpkins that you formed with your sister. Tell me about that.
Like I was saying, my brother turned me on a little stuff, and then once I discovered, alcohol, tobacco, and drugs, and firearms, kind of branched out and just started listening to whatever what the rest of the kids were listening to, like Zeppelin and Aerosmith and Jay Giles Band. Plug,
because you'll be opening up for Peter Wolf on
right.
Thursday, right?
So anyway, my sister and I started listening to Mike Nesmith and the First National Band. That was our kind of a first taste of country, and we fell in love with that stuff and just always wanted to do something with it, and we just threw this thing together.
And at different times, you've played with no less than, what, a half a dozen bands at the same time?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. Is that still happening, or are you making a commitment to Roy Sludge and this trio?
I'm down to just a couple now, yeah. And my main push is the Sludge stuff.
And you've played with a lot of great people. You've got quite a band in here, Duke Levine on guitar, Jim Haggerty on upright bass. When did you guys all get together?
I'd say I can't be sure, maybe 3 years ago?
Maybe three years ago.
And Duke, let me ask you, you've been a mainstay on the Boston music scene for a while. You've played with Peter Wolf, with the Del Fuegos, even Yo-Yo Ma, do I have that right?
Once,
well, that's...
With the Boston Pops, yeah.
That counts. So what is it about this kind of music that gets you going?
I always loved this kind of music. I grew up listening to it, Merle Haggard, and I've always played it here and there, whenever I could, and had various bands that, that tried to play honky-tonk music. So this was just great when I met Alan and Roy and Jim.
I'm a schizophrenic.
It was great because we just get to play it all night.
Alan and Roy being one person in here. And Jim Haggerty, I read that you started out playing the accordion, but you switched upright bass when you were 16.
Yeah, I started playing accordion when I was 5. Okay. The first music I listened to was my parents' 50s records, Elvis and Fats Domino. And so that was the first stuff I heard. And I couldn't really play it all that well on the accordion, so I begged my parents when I was 10 to switch to bass.
And is Boston a pretty hospitable environment for this kind of music, Roy?
Yes and no. Yeah. The music scene in the city, it seems like it's kind of shrinking in a way. I mean, there are places to play, but you kind of make the rounds a couple of times, and after a point, you're like, well, where do we go next, you know?
I mean, I guess I was asking specifically about rockabilly and country music. I mean, is there an appetite for it here?
To an extent.
Yeah.
It seems to fluctuate pretty wildly.
So, can you do another number for us?
Sure. I reckon we're going to do I Got Hammered, Then I Got Nailed.
Okay. Which is a title that I guess we don't have to explain deeply. All right, here we go.
Let's hope not. 1, 2, 3. I got hammered, then I got nailed. Spent the next 5 days in jail. But the rest I can't recall, 'cause of too much alcohol. Then I woke up on the floor, all because the night before I was drinking with my friends. Now my sorrow never ends. The little I remember, I think I had a ball. But now my head is pounding from too much alcohol. Well, there's nothing quite so sorry as a bad drunkard's remorse. Well, I may be real hungover, but at least I stayed the course. Much purpose in me just hanging round. You'll know the party's over when the box goes in the ground. There's nothing quite so sorry as a bad drunkard's remorse. Well, I may be real hungover, but at least I stayed the course. I got hammered, then I got nailed. Spent the next 5 days in jail. But the rest I can't recall, 'cause of too much alcohol.
That was great. That was I Got Hammered, Then I Got Nailed. That's Roy Sludge and his band off their debut CD, Too Drunk to Truck, and they're right here in the studio with us. Roy, tell me about the titles for these songs. I understand you come up with these titles first and then sort of fill them out. Is that right?
Yeah, exactly. If something pops in my head, or I overhear something, or I think something's funny or clever, I'll just jot it down and sort of it writes itself after that. I mean, if you read the lyrics, then they're pretty stupid.
They're great, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's not some big something I mean, I'll write it, then I'll tweak it. Any songwriting is just basically a series of words, you know, strung together, hopefully in rhyme and time. So, you know, a lot of whiskey and cigarettes and, you know, sit in the kitchen with my notebook, and that's really about it.
And there's sort of that theme runs through this CD, Too Drunk to Truck, I Got Hammered, On Tap, In the Can or In the Bottle, a couple of others with that sort of whiskey and cigarette theme.
You write what you know.
You're right, what you know. That's what they say. Well, we're really grateful that you came in. Can you play us out on something?
How's about Back the Truck Up?
Back the Truck Up. Okay, Roy Sludge and his band from their CD, Too Drunk to Truck.
1, 2. I was trying to make my way into Boston.
the only town I ever got lost in. Well, I wound up going the wrong way on a one-way street when a big old Mass state trooper I did meet set back the truck up, or I'll lock you up. Well, your papers are out of date. You're keeping me here too late. I won't say it again. Just back the truck up.
Roy Sludge and his band includes Duke Levine on electric guitar and Jim Haggerty on upright bass and Roy Sludge on acoustic guitar and vocals. The new CD is Too Drunk to Truck. They'll be opening up for Peter Wolfe at the Somerville Theater this Thursday. Details at RadioBoston.org.
Tomorrow on Radio Boston, who benefits from the growing popularity of Groupon? It's good for consumers, maybe, but a new study by researchers at Boston University suggests that they're maybe not so good for businesses.
Who wins and who loses with Groupon? That's tomorrow on Radio Boston.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at Boston.com. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.
Your papers are out of date. You're keeping me here too late. I won't say it again. Just back the truck up. Just back the truck up. Just back the truck up. That's right.